Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, November 11th, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, we've concluded our theme, Seven Principles of Life Action, on last Monday, November 4th, and for the rest of this month, I'm going to be discussing something that can truly contribute to your business success now and in 2014. So now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about no other than focusing on your business strategy. That's right, for the rest of this month, and you really need to make sure that you go ahead and mark your calendar for the 18th and the 25th. You don't want to miss these shows because I am going to be breaking it down and talking about why business strategy is just so very, very important. I'm also going to give you some other resources and tools at WomenAboutBiz.com that you will be able to refer to as well. So, again, you want to mark your calendar for the rest of this month for every Monday, the 18th and the 25th, and, of course, today, the 11th, we're going to begin a great conversation on focusing on your business strategy for 2014. And we're going to talk about all of those things that are really important to your business. You know, why is it that you should be focusing on your strategy? What are some of the things that women have a tendency to procrastinate on about preparing your strategy that really can wreak havoc in your business life in 2014? So we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of that. And I also want to make sure that if you have questions about how to prepare your strategy, if you need to ask a question about some part of business planning, then make sure you jot that down because I am going to leave a little bit of time open today on the show for us to have a live Q&A session. This is so very, very important about preparing your strategy. And I am very passionate about making sure that all women are aware of what's going to be required of them as the CEO of their company. So, again, you want to get your Successful Woman Journal out or your notepad and pen because some great information, again, is coming out through Successful Woman Radio today. Also on our show lineup, of course, I'm not going to forget the one-hour gift, five powerful questions every businesswoman should ask herself on a daily basis. And I've got some working from home tips and suggestions for you today. And at Women About Biz, there's so much going on. It's so exciting. I can barely sleep at night for all of the wonderful ideas that we've got cooking up for you for the rest of this year and 2014. So you're going to get an earful on learning some of the new things that are happening over at WomenAboutBiz.com. And, of course, our 100K movement is in full force, and I'll give you an update on that. And last but not least, we will be talking about focusing on your business strategy, and our subtopic is going to be the four powers of strategy. Again, the four powers of strategy. So you're going to really like this. You're going to be able to get some good notes from the show today. Also, I want to remind everyone that is on the phone right now that now is the time. Again, now is the time to make sure that you have registered for the holiday extravaganza that is going to be happening on Saturday, November 30th. That is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, yes, but it's an important Saturday. And so if you are in the Atlanta area or in and around the area, you definitely want to come to the Women About Biz 5th Annual Holiday Extravaganza. Now, we still have vendor tables available, a few. So I want to encourage everyone that if you are interested in the vendor table, you want to make sure that you get yours and lock it down now. Now, I want to give you the website address quickly so that you can go ahead and take a look at that. And it is womenaboutbiz.com/WAB-events/holiday. Another quick way to find it is simply visit womenaboutbiz.com and in the top red menu bar, hold your mouse over events and choose Holiday Extravaganza in the drop-down menu, okay? And again, for those of you who are trying to write that URL down, it's womenaboutbiz.com/WAB as in boy dash events with an S / holiday, okay? And again, we are so excited about the Holiday Extravaganza. We have some powerhouse women who will be speaking on our Wise Women panel for this year. And I'm happy to announce that we will be having Mrs. Mary Tenos, a businesswoman and humanitarian. She has really advocated for social and human conditions all across the world. And I am just so excited to have her on the panel. We also have Dr. Nicola Jackson, CEO of Success Strategic Partners, LLC. This woman is definitely a powerhouse. Talk about creating million-dollar companies. She certainly has did it. She travels the world and now has created an international conglomerate of million-dollar companies, and so you will be able to learn a lot from her. And lastly, we have Mrs. Alisa Clark, CEO of Glory Professional Planning Services. This is one of my favorites. Alisa has been a member of Women About Biz for a very long time, and I am just so excited to have seen her company grow throughout the years. You're talking about a woman who was told that cleaning services come a dime a dozen, so she was recommended to start something else, not a cleaning service. But she stayed true to her vision and what she knew that she wanted to do, and today she, along with her husband Terry, have generated millions of dollars in sales, and she has gone nationwide with her cleaning company, Glory Professional Cleaning. So together, these three women make up our Wise Women panel. Again, Mrs. Mary Tenos, Dr. Nicola Jackson, and Mrs. Alisa Clark. So you are going to get, during this Wise Women panel session, wisdom like never before. I mean, these women are going to break it down. They're going to talk about their techniques. They're going to talk about what they have dealt with as far as fear and their challenges. And they're going to share with you wisdom tips that you will be able to take and apply to your company for 2014. So again, all of this will be happening at the Holiday Extravaganza, Saturday, November the 30th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the DoubleTree Hotel here in Atlanta, 285 and Avista Road. So I am excited to be bringing this particular event back to you this year. And, again, this is just so special because it's a time towards the end of this year that as women we have a chance to connect. We have a chance to network. We have a chance to just really be together and encourage one another to succeed. For those of you that are interested in staying overnight, a group of us are going to continue on with the connecting and sharing throughout the evening at the DoubleTree Hotel. So I want you to make sure that you go ahead and register for the full conference. The conference itself is only $45 and includes the luncheon, the Wise Women panel, the mini seminars, and the expo. So you're getting a lot for a very low cost, and because we want all women to be able to attend this wonderful event. So again, lastly, that's the Holiday Extravaganza coming up Saturday, November 30th at the DoubleTree Hotel from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So mark your calendars. Also, I want to just share a couple of things that have come up at Women About Biz in the last couple of weeks in working with a lot of people. You know, we've been getting an email from a lot of women talking about not understanding strategy, and asking a lot of questions about should they include their social networking as a part of their strategy. And so I want to go ahead and address that question because it seems to be a common question that quite a few people have been asking. And as far as social networking is concerned, the thing that you need to understand, and I don't think a lot of women are really grasping this concept, and that is that the Yellow Pages are completely obsolete, okay? There really are no Yellow Pages. No one really goes to the Yellow Pages, okay, to look up a number or to look up information anymore. So at one point in time, the Internet used to be just an option, right? If you could afford it, you would have Internet access, and, of course, you would get and learn on the computer and kind of learn how to navigate your way around. Well, guess what, ladies? It's not that anymore. Today, the Internet has become a necessary communication means, okay? And what that means is that it is the new Yellow Pages. And so if you are in business, you need a website, and you need to be participating in effective ways that can help attract and draw customers to you. So the answer, of course, is yes. Social media, social networking is a part and should be a part of your 2014 business strategy. But let's break it down just a little bit more, because here's the disconnect that I think is happening for a lot of people. You have personal social networking, right? Okay, everybody and their mother jumped on board with Facebook and joined Facebook, and you just basically patterned what you saw other people do on Facebook, right? You put your picture up, and you started talking about personal things and different things that happened in your life for that day or for that week or what have you. You put up different Bible scriptures. You may have put up motivational quotes, okay, and so forth. But does that really help you from a business perspective to attract people to your business? The answer is not necessarily. Okay, and I think this is where the disconnect is going on. In order for you to have really an effective social strategy, you really need to create a social strategy plan, not only a plan, but a system that's specifically targeted for your type of business industry. And this is where you knowing the specifics about your business industry comes into play, because if you're not really up to par on your target market, who your target customer is, and how you can reach them over the Internet, then that's really the first place that you start. Now, with that said, I know that during a lot of my Power Talk sessions with women, I will ask the question, do you know who your target customer is? And they'll say, oh, sure, yes, 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 not a problem, definitely, I know. And I'll say, are you sure? And they will say, yes. And then I will proceed with then asking the question, well, go ahead and share with me some information about your target customer. Okay? And here are the type of answers that I get. Well, my target customers are women. Okay? What else? Well, that's what it is. My target customers are women. Or my target customers are teenagers. Or my target customers are children. Okay, ladies, take note on this. That is not an answer for what your target customer is. Your target customer is not just about having one group of people and you saying, well, that's my target customer. You really need to build a target customer profile. You need to know more about these individuals. If your target customer is women, then you need to know what age group of women are you trying to target. What age group of women are actually looking for your product or your service, right? You want to know where these women hang out on the Internet. What are the characteristics about these particular women that make them a target customer? What's their income bracket? You want to know more than just the fact that your target customer is a woman. So it's very important for you to realize that. And the same thing goes with children. If you say that you have written a children's book and that your target customer is children, guess what? Wrong. Why is that wrong? Well, do children have the ready ability to take out cash or a credit card to purchase that book from you? Do they? Absolutely not. So who really should you be looking at? You should be looking at parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, adults that purchase children's books. You really got to break that thing down because, again, if you're banking on the fact that you've written a children's book and your target customer is children, then your whole strategy, your whole system is going to be wrong, and you're going to be so disappointed that you didn't get the results you were looking for or even close to it. So you have to be very, very careful about that. Now, while promoting, you can come up with creative ideas, for example, to promote to children. Children in daycare centers have reading sessions at the library, that kind of thing. But those children are going to go to somebody to ask for that book, right? Absolutely. You know, a big company that we can really learn from if you have a market audience of children and parents is McDonald's. Pay attention to how some of these larger companies are really promoting their products. Of course, they attract the children, but they also are attracting the parents as well. So take note that if you say that you know your target customer, it's not just about knowing the target customer and giving out a group answer, but you really need to be able to identify the characteristics of that customer, age group, income bracket, where they hang out, what are some of their characteristics, what do they like, what is it that they have in common, what keywords are they searching for on the internet, and are you on cue with that based on your industry and what you have researched from perhaps your industry associations or some other type of industry authority. So you need to pay close attention to that. So that's my answer again. It was a long answer, but I hope that clarified for you that you do need to have a social strategy and that before you start planning for your social strategy, you truly, ladies, you truly need to understand your target market because that has everything to do with your whole marketing system. And I think that I talked about that also when I covered last month information about business marketing. So, again, you want to pay attention to that. Listen to some of the previous Women About Biz teleclasses on our website. Also listen to some of the previous Successful Woman radio shows because, again, that is going to help you. It is 12:17 after the hour. And for those of you that have just tuned in, well, guess what? You are listening to no other than the Successful Woman radio show. And today is all about us sharing with you the power of focusing on your business strategy. We're going to be talking about a little bit later four powers of business strategy. And again, for those of you that are new to the show, we want to make sure that you know you definitely need to have notepad and pen for this particular radio show. Why is that? Successful Woman Radio is like a cross between a teleclass, a talk show, and a radio show. It's a cross, a blend, okay? Our goal is to educate you in that every time you listen to this show, you're going to be able to put this information to use, and that's exactly what our whole goal is about. I want to encourage you right now to go ahead and share the show today with someone that you know needs encouragement, needs motivation. All you need to do is just click on another line. Just call one person, ladies. That's all we ask, one person, and let them know Successful Woman Radio is live on the air now. For those of you with pen in hand, the phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. That's right. Get into the blessing business of sharing the show with at least one other woman every single Monday. You know, encourage her. Let her know that the information that she is going to receive from the show is going to be valuable. You know, I like to tell a lot of people that there's so much negativity in the world, and when we're trying our very best to prepare ourselves to be successful CEOs, we need to be around positivity. We need to be around positive energy. And I can tell you that that is exactly what you're going to get from Successful Woman Radio. No negativity here. It's all about us as women coming together and really encouraging and really getting motivated and inspired to achieve our dreams and our goals, to make things happen for ourselves. And that's what we represent here at Successful Woman Radio. So, again, I just want to encourage you to go ahead and share the show with someone. Flash over to another clear line quickly and tell them, look, get on the show. It's 347-637-2589. Now, if you are listening from your desktop or from your smart device, then go ahead and pull up another URL screen and get on your social networks and put out the Women About Biz, I'm sorry, the Successful Woman Radio link. Let me give you the URL for that link quickly, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Let me slow it down a little bit. Seems like I'm getting a little tongue-tied here, but I've just got so much to share with you that I'm moving a little bit quickly today. And again, I want to thank all of you who are live on the air with me right now. Last week we had a packed show, and there were several of you that were not able to get through by calling the phone number. So what you need to know is that if you ever call into the show and it says all lines are busy or all lines are full, then what you need to do is either get on your smart device, which could be your cell phone, and pull up the internet and go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. You will be able to listen live to the show right from your smart device or from your desktop. It's 12:22 after the hour, and I have an awesome question for you. Guess what? Have you been practicing the one-hour gift? Again, have you been practicing the one-hour gift? Well, for those of you that are new to the show, the one-hour gift is where you take at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. Now, here are 5 important questions that I've designed that you should ask yourself during this one-hour span of time. Number one is, what results would I like to see in my life and my business today? You know, it's so important to ask yourself this question because naturally people don't go around asking themselves questions, and yet it's one of the most powerful techniques to grow ourselves that there is. So what is it about this question that's so powerful? Well, when you ask yourself this question and then you proceed to answer it, you get in touch with who you are on the inside. You begin to delve down deep to really answer that question. And I want to let you know that every time you answer that question, it may be a little bit different every day. Question number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Again, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? That was the first thing that I did when I sat at my desk this morning. I pulled up my calendar to see who I was supposed to be meeting with, what phone conferences I had, what my goals are for the week, okay? Why is that? Well, that leads right into number three. Question three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? I am looking at my calendar and asking myself, what are my goals for the week? Because I want to make sure that all of those meetings, all of that stuff happening on my calendar, I want to make sure that it is contributing to my goal. If it's not, then I've got some serious decisions to quickly make, right? I've got to either eliminate some things or reschedule them. But I need to make sure that all activities on the calendar are pointing towards me accomplishing whatever goals I need to accomplish for Friday, by Friday, which is very, very important. Now, I want to give a quick side note here, okay, because I want to thank all of you for giving me feedback and for just sharing with me what your experiences are as you move through the one-hour gift exercise. I've had quite a few people to say to me that when they get to Friday, they still are noticing that they aren't accomplishing their goals, even though they are trying to make sure that the activities on their calendar are pertaining to the goal. Well, here's where I think the problem, and again, another disconnect may be happening. When you are creating your goals and you are setting tasks for the goals, okay, I think one of the things that have to happen with the task is that you need to make sure there are no challenges to you accomplishing the task, okay? For example, if I have the task of writing the copy for my brochure, but I'm not a writer, but I put on my schedule for, let's say, 1 hour to write copy for a brochure, guess what? If I'm not a writer, that may not get done. So by the end of the week, if that was something that needs to contribute to my brochure copy being completed, it may not happen. So you need to always look at your to-do items and separate the items that you know that you can do, that you have control over, and then the to-do items that are presenting challenges, such as you've got to find someone to help you with this, or you may have to subcontract, then what you need to do is deal with that first before you actually put that item on your calendar. Now, what this is going to do is it's going to impact you actually listing a particular goal having, you know, to be completed by that Friday. So then you'll have to readjust the milestone, or better known as the deadline for that goal, for perhaps another week if you don't feel that you can complete it at that time. So I think the issue here is that we really have to be very mindful of what we are putting on our calendars, okay? We're not just trying to put things just to pack our calendars to give ourselves some false sense of accomplishment here, ladies. What we're trying to do is put things on the calendars that we know we're going to be able to accomplish. So, again, be careful about setting yourself up with plotting a lot of activity on the calendar and to-do items to support your goals when you haven't really identified those that you can accomplish and those goals are those tasks that are going to present challenges. So remember, if set goals, write your to-do items, identify challenges to any of the to-do items, find solutions for them, plot on the calendar, right? Absolutely. Moving on to question number 4, who do I need to follow up with today? Well, everybody knows, and I'm sure all of you who are in business know that follow-up is the key to being able to close the sale when you're in business. So you really need to answer this question constructively. Who do you need to follow up with? If you answer that question, don't say the name. Go ahead and look for the person's phone number and write what you need to follow up with them about. And then number 5, what results have I seen in my marketing? Now, you guys know I harp on this question a whole lot. I talk about it every single Monday. It is probably one of the most important questions out of the 5. Now, why is that? Because there are only 2 answers for this question. You either are going to have some results or you're not going to have some results, and no in between, okay? Now, I want to, again, as a side note, just say to you, if you are asking yourself that question and you're trying to make yourself feel better by giving yourself, again, another false answer to feel falsely accomplished, get over that real quickly, okay? Why? Because we are about success, and success only comes from real action, real solution, real steps. So it's either going to be, yes, I've seen results, and this is what the results are. No, I have not seen results, and I need to work on my marketing. I need to get a clearer understanding of what marketing really is and how it pertains to me and my business industry. So what are some of the results that you should be seeing? Well, you should be getting phone calls. You should be getting emails. People should be responding to your e-newsletters, the special sales and discount offers. People should be referring to you. But all of this will happen because you have taken some type of action to create marketing material and marketing collateral that is going to attract people to you. So if you don't have any of that, I doubt if you're going to see results. So, again, this question is very important. important? I know a lot of people have been running away from this question and really not wanting to answer it, but for every Monday that you do not take action to plan your marketing and to do something about getting tired of seeing that you don't have results, for every Monday that you continue to let this go on, that's how long it's going to take for you to start seeing some successful results. So the key here, ladies, is if it's yes, do more of it. If it's no, I'm not getting results, you need to immediately start working on your marketing. And, of course, at any time, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Coaching Center in the top right menu bar, and in the right column, click on Schedule Power Talk if you have never had one. For those of you that have just tuned in, guess what? You are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Right now, we're going to just take a quick minute or a few minutes to talk about something that I haven't talked about in a long time, and that is working from home. It's just so very, very important to a lot of us, because I would venture to say that out of the thousands of women that we serve at Women About Biz, probably 90 to 95% of you work from home. Many of you have a full-time job, and you work from home in the evenings on your business or what have you. So I have been running into a lot of people who just, you know, share with me that they can't seem to get organized or they can't seem to really get into the groove of working from home. And a lot of people have even talked about getting a commercial office. Stop right there. If any of you have been thinking about that, you better think again, okay? Let me just share a couple of things to set up this conversation I'm going to have with you about working from home. One thing that you need to know is that before you move commercially to a commercial location, you really need to count the cost for how much it's going to be every single month. And if you're planning on having your own office, a commercial telephone line, that kind of thing, then you may be talking anywhere between $800 to $1,200 monthly. Now, if you're a micro entrepreneur and you are a service business and your customers don't really come to you anyway, then really you're doing yourself a disservice by moving into a commercial location. You've got to be very careful about that because commercial costs can take away 100% of your profit, and you will be left with absolutely nothing. And then when you go to count the cost to see if the commercial location really contributed to you being more successful or generating more sales, you'll get a huge resounding no. So be very, very careful about that. Now, of course, an alternative solution to a commercial location would be a virtual office, so that if you want to have somewhere where you're able to meet people or what have you, you can have a virtual office. And there are many virtual offices around that that offer great package deals for as low as $25 to $50 monthly, you know, giving you 1 or 2 hours of office space monthly. So, again, you want to pay attention to the virtual office setup. And you want to stray away from the commercial side if you are having a business that is either, for example, an internet business, or if you have a business where the customers are really not dependent on coming to you, everything that you're doing is pretty much behind the scenes. So be careful with that. Now, on the other hand, if you are a psychologist or if you have a task preparation company or a service-oriented company where it's dependent upon you to have customers frequently coming to your office location, then you may want to think about a virtual office with a higher office plan, such as, you know, 20 hours of office time per month, because that still would be better than coming out with a commercial office. So this is what I tell people. The test is for a commercial location. If you are making 3 times the amount on an annual basis of what the annual commercial location cost would be, then you might feel comfortable with having a commercial office. Keep that in mind, 3 times the amount. you need to be making three times the monthly amount. So, for example, if the monthly bills equal $1,200 for a commercial location, then you need to be bringing in at least $3,600 or more on a monthly basis. Of course, I have had a commercial location, and I have had a full-time staff of, you know, three, four people, and then I've had subcontractors coming in and working for me. And at some point, I made a decision and realized that a lot of the things that I did was out of the office and virtually. So why was I absorbing all of that high commercial cost? So, again, I decided about four years ago to move back to my home location. And I can tell you, I am one happy camper. So beware of that and pay close attention to allowing yourself to getting excited and also having that false sense of what a business is and thinking you're supposed to have an office and all of the technical bells and whistles, because that is just not true. Now, for some working from home tips. So I do think that there are some things that you can do to experience the work from home environment better. The first thing I think, which is very important, and this is especially the case if you have children, make sure that you have identified a work-from-home space. Now, preferably, you are able to utilize either a bedroom or an area that you can have some privacy, okay? And preferably, that area has a window because sunlight is so very, very important, okay? Very important. Now, if you have an office that you don't have a window in your home, then I would suggest that you change your lights out to the new daylight lights, okay? And that's what I have in my office. The daylight lights are very, very bright, and they really wake you up, and they do make it seem as though it's a little bit of daylight going on. So pay attention to that. Also, it's very, very important for you as well to make sure that you have a space where your back is not to a door entrance, okay? But you want to have a desk that's facing the door or facing the open area. That's very, very important as well. Now, once you come up with your location of your home office and your workspace and how that's going to be, the next thing that I think is very important is that your family, if you are living with, whether you have a roommate or whether you have small children, or even your spouse or your partner, you need to know and understand, okay, that they are going to interrupt you if you have not set boundaries. And what boundaries are is they need to know that that is your home office. When the door is closed, for example, they may need to know that you might be on a phone conference and that you're trying to focus and you're trying to concentrate. I know when my daughter was smaller, she was trained. I trained her to really knock first, or to ask if I was available and not to come in making a whole lot of noise because I could possibly be on a consultation session or doing a teleclass. So she learned very early to be careful about that. I also want to encourage you, even if you're working evening hours, to have a set amount of hours, okay? A set amount of hours, because if you don't have a set amount of hours that you're working and a time frame that you're working every day, this in and of itself can cause you to get knocked off track, and it can cause you to get disorganized with your business. So having a set number of hours each week and also a set time frame that you are working from home really helps you to create momentum and to have consistency with your company, with your business. And I can tell you also another thing that it does. It causes you to be more committed to your business, because if every day you wake up and you don't know what time you're going to be working on the business or you don't know what you're going to be doing in the business, well, that's total chaos. And I noticed that that can happen a lot, especially with women and working from home. So you need to set structure, which is very, very important, because if you don't have structure, guess what's going to happen? Yeah, you got it. you're going to have chaos. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel like you're never getting anything done, okay? And, you know, I want to caution all of you who are working from home to be very, very careful about how much internet time you are spending. Now, it's a little bit different if you have a business that's internet dependent, meaning your clients are reaching you through the internet, people are setting up appointments with you through the internet, you have an internet company that sells a lot of products, it requires you to be on the internet a little bit more. But for most of us, that's not the case. For most of us, we need to be more concerned with talking with customers, with marketing our business, with being the ambassador for the company, and staying off of those social networks that get us caught up so much. So you need to have structured time that you are actually on the internet, okay? And you can schedule 2 or 3 times a day that you get on there for 15 to 20 minutes each time, but you need to have structured time. For myself, I have structured time that I'm able to do my social networking. Now, the good thing is that if I have an email that's very important, I'm going to see it come across my smartphone, and I'll see it come across my desktop, and I can make a decision whether I want to open it up or not based on the importance of that email. Otherwise, I just keep working and doing what I need to do. So as you can hear, structure is very important when it comes to working from home. Last but not least, I want to say be very careful about locking yourself in. And what do I mean by that? If you are working from home, whether part-time or full-time, sometimes you might feel that you're closed in, like you need to get out. Well, guess what? Yes, that's the case. So it's important to make sure that you go to at least 1 or 2 networking events on a weekly basis. Get out, and if you have writing to do or what have you, perhaps you might want to go to Panera Bread or Starbucks and sit in there. There's a lot of other people who are doing the same thing. It gives you energy. It gives you encouragement to work on what you've got. So it helps sometimes to get out of the office. So you should do that at least twice weekly. Get out of the office and go somewhere to work on some of your paperwork or whatever you have. So that's all I have about working from home tips today, but I wanted to remind everyone of the importance of structure and working from home. It's 12:42 after the hour, and we are getting ready to go right into talking about business strategy and how important that is. But before we do, I want to go ahead and make a couple of announcements of other events that are going on at Women About Biz. So you guys know I told you about the holiday extravaganza coming up on November 30th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, you can look at that on the website, womenaboutbiz.com. Just hold your mouse over events and click on holiday extravaganza in the down menu. Next, though, I want to tell you about something coming up immediately this week that I'm very, very excited to talk about. I'm excited to announce a new member of our expert staff, which is Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford. She is a psychologist local here to the Atlanta area, and she is going to be helping out with doing teleclasses, and she specializes in working with women. So I'm very, very excited that she's coming on board with that, and she's doing a wonderful free teleclass coming up this Wednesday, November 13th at 12 noon. It's Stop Balancing and Start Prioritizing. She says, is this typical for you? Running 10 minutes behind, 15 different things to do, over 100 emails that need to be read, 6 different projects on your weekly schedule, don't know where to start or how to get it all done. Well, she says, what strategy do you use to maintain your sense of balance in life through it all? How effective is your current system? Well, she's going to be sharing with you ways to simplify your life while keeping your head from spinning with the balance dance. So, again, you want to go ahead to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events in the top red menu bar, and then from there you'll be able to choose that teleclass and register for it. Again, this is a free teleclass, so I want to encourage all of you who are listening to not only register for it yourself, but please share the link and give us a shout-out on your social networks and let people know that this teleclass is indeed going on this week, 12 noon Eastern Time, Stop Balancing, Start Prioritizing, featuring Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford. And also, I just want to give you just a quick update on our 100K campaign that we've got going on. I'm very excited about it. And, of course, this is going to be running all the way through the end of 2014. For those of you that are new, the 100K campaign is all about bringing 100,000 women into our social network at Women About Biz. Look, Facebook is changing, as many of you may have noticed. Whatever you post out there isn't necessarily getting to everyone. As a matter of fact, if you have a fan page right now and you're posting on your fan page something that you're trying to call people's attention to, let's say you have 300 fans. It may only get to 10 people, 20 people, or 30 people. If you want to get to more people, you have to pay for it. That's right. We knew it was coming. But Facebook is totally changing the way it interacts and the way it does business. And the thing about the fan page, and we're going to be having a teleclass on this from the beginning of the year at Women About Biz, the thing about it is that Facebook is really able to really take advantage of our fan pages. They automatically have the emails and all the contact information, and they see the all of the trends that's going on with a lot of the users. And so they have all of that information, but guess what? We don't necessarily have that information. So they're the ones getting the advantage point here. As people join your fan page, it's just telling Facebook what category those people like, and so that they can better have a way to market for their advertisers. So be careful about that. So guess what? What does that mean? That means that all along, you should not depend solely on Facebook or LinkedIn or any social network specifically for all of your marketing buckets. You really need to have other ways to market. And so at Women About Biz, we have a wonderful private social network. We're trying to continuously improve it for you, the businesswoman, so that you will truly have an area where you can come and promote your business, where you can truly connect with other women. And that's what the 100K campaign is all about. So if you have not been participating in our social network, but you've already registered as a member at Women About Biz, don't get left behind. Go ahead and start posting and start sharing resources, because we've got a lot of things going on. So imagine 100,000 women being on a private social network where they're all of the same mind, wanting to collaborate, wanting to promote their business, wanting to share resources. That's what it's going to be all about. And I'm seeing women registering, and I'm seeing new people in the social network every day. So, again, I want to encourage you to be a part of this incredible movement. So to learn more about the 100K movement, again, go to womenaboutbiz.com. Hold your mouse over community, which is the last link in the top right menu bar, and then click 100K Movement in the drop-down menu, and you'll be able to find all of the information you need about how to participate in this powerful movement that is going to benefit all of us, okay? So spread the word about the 100K Movement. Come to the part of the show where we're going to be talking about something that's very important to me, and that is focusing on your business strategy, okay? You know, for a lot of women, and something that you need to know about, for a lot of women, one of the things that I have realized is that women don't strategize enough. We really don't look at how things are going to turn out. What I find a lot of the time about us, and I include myself in this, is sometimes we just want to jump. And what does that mean? We jump right into it, announce it, put the cart before the horse, and we haven't prepared ourselves well enough to get the results that we are looking for. So what I want to do right now is talk about the four powers of strategy, okay, and the importance of strategy. So I've mentioned this before on the show, that if you do not strategize your business this year, if you do not prepare for how your business is going to bring in new customers and generate new streams of income for next year, if you wait until January to try and do that, then it might be a whole 3 to 6 months before you actually start seeing some results, okay? Because that is not how you plan a strategy. So here's how you should think from a CEO perspective of planning a strategy. First of all, you should really look at what it is that you want to experience for the year. So everything is dependent upon your vision for the year, what it is that you see happening in your company, okay? What do you see happening financially? What do you want to declare as your annual income for 2014? How many customers do you want? How many customers does that particular income goal require that you have, and how much should they be spending? How should you be marketing? And if you're going to market, what are the best marketing strategies that you should be using? Now, with that said, what type of marketing collateral, or better known as marketing material, should you have, okay? Is it best for you to have a brochure? Do you need a PowerPoint presentation? Do you need to revamp the front page of your website so that it's calling people to action? What is it that you need to do to complement your strategy so that it will start working for you? What is your social media strategy going to be? All of these are things that actually go into your strategy. But here's one thing that I bet you a lot of people leave out. What is required of you as the CEO of your company? What do you need to improve upon for 2014 as the CEO in order for your strategy to be implemented properly, okay? Very, very important. So with that said, those are some of the things you need to be thinking of as far as getting ready to prepare for the strategy. So now here are four powers of strategy that you need to know about. Okay, number one, vision. I know you guys have heard me talk about it, but, you know, it's one thing to hear a person to keep talking about vision and you've heard about it, but then you don't do anything about it. Shame on you, okay, because these are golden nuggets I'm giving you, so you need to take it to heart. So ask any successful woman entrepreneur what drives her, and she'll surely mention vision. Vision is vitally important, ladies, not just to your business but to your entire life. It represents your why, and it gives you purpose to move forward in bringing your thoughts and ideas into reality, okay? So as you journey through your business, you're going to have challenges and obstacles, but when you're completely at one with your why, your vision, then you're going to be able to withstand anything that comes your way. You're going to have more clarity. So that means that when you are clear on your vision, then it's going to be difficult for people to come and try and knock you off track with a lot of other different things, okay? So your vision will keep you grounded and give you the level of belief you need to succeed. That's why it's so important not just to think about your vision, but to transfer it from thought to paper, because you know what happens when you do that, right? Exactly. You spark the manifestation process when you take the vision out of your thought process and put it on paper. It actually begins to become a reality. The second power of strategy is focus. Okay? Now, the power of focus cannot be overlooked when creating a strategy for the new year. Many women admit that they often multitask so much that it's difficult to stay on track with what's important for them. So what you need to make sure is you need to really sit down and ask yourself, what's getting in your way of focusing on your business? What are some of the activities that you have on your calendar right now that you probably need to eliminate because they're really not contributing to your goals, okay? You need to be doing that. Let's move on to number three. Number three is planning. Now, here's the thing that you need to know about planning. Planning is all about research, understanding your target customer, marketing sales, your workflow, and mapping out how you're going to accomplish your business goals. Now, as long as you're in business, get this, and let me repeat that, as long as you're in business, you'll be responsible for continuously planning and tweaking your business strategy. You're always going to have to eliminate something that's not working and enhance and increase what is working during your planning. Also, you need to know that your target customer is not always going to stay the same. who seem to be attracted to your business this year, well, their characteristics may change for next year. So planning is a continuous, ongoing thing, okay? And lastly, number four is action. While planning is important, it must be implemented and managed, ladies. So it's going to take consistent and effective action. And that's going to require you to be organized, it's going to require you to manage your time, and it's going to require you to be a master of goal setting. It will also require you to develop a team of people that I call the power team and resources that will serve as your support structure, okay? So in this portion, you need to remember that being a solo entrepreneur doesn't mean that you're by yourself. It means that you must be creative in delegating and using the talent of others to help you grow your business. And so there you have it, the four powers of strategy, okay? Number one was vision. Number two was focus. Number three, planning. And number four, action. Those are the four powers of strategy, and that's what you need in order to start preparing yourself to move your business forward in 2013, okay? Now, we have about 4 minutes in the show that's left, and I want to give that time to anyone that has a question about strategy. You can go ahead and press star 1 now on your phone keypad, but I need you guys to quickly do it. If you've got a question or there's a comment that you want to make about business strategy or something that you need to know specifically for your business, then go ahead and press star 1 now on your phone keypad, and I'll be more than happy to answer that question for you. Okay, while I'm waiting to check and see if anyone has pressed star 1 yet, I want to just quickly remind you to go ahead and mark your calendar for Monday the 18th and the 25th at 12 noon Eastern Time, as we are going to be bringing to you the rest of this month information about the power of strategy and how to focus on it, how to make it happen in your business. Now, something special that's going to be happening at the Holiday Extravaganza, I am going to be speaking on making it happen in 2014, and all of those who have registered for the actual full conference, you are going to get a special strategy binder that is a gift from Women About Biz to you. And in it, it has full details on creating your strategy, your strategic plan for 2014. So this is something very, very special. You're going to want to get your hands on it. And the only way that you can get your hands on it is either you are already a gold member at Women About Biz, or you will come to the Holiday Extravaganza and you're going to be able to get this special binder called Her Business Strategy, Developing a Burning Desire to Succeed. And it's a full, wonderful binder of information, and you're really, really going to like it because it takes you step by step on developing your business strategy for 2013. Well, I haven't seen anyone press star 1 yet, and none of you seem to have any questions, or you're either too shy to ask the question. So I want to remind you to go ahead and claim your free Power Talk session if you have never had one before this year. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Coaching Center, and in the right menu when you get there, just click on Schedule Power Talk, and you'll be able to complete that information, and we'll get your free complimentary coaching consultation session started right away. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and I am just going to provide you with a little bit of motivation for the rest of your week right after this inspirational moment. Napoleon Hill, one of the world's greatest masterminds and motivators, said, "Whatever the mind can conceive, it can achieve." You see, what you need to understand is there is no need for you to try to figure out or wonder if you can be successful in life, because you were already born to be successful, okay? You already have the mental abilities, the talents, the know-it-all. You already have inside of you questions to ask of other people, of helping you. All of those things that you need to be successful, they really are there. But it requires one simple thing. It requires you to take action. And sometimes that can be a little bit challenging. But I want to encourage you this week. I want you to think about this. I want you to take action on everything that you want and that you desire. If you simply start taking action, you will start seeing things change in your life instantly, okay? So what I want you to believe is that today and every day, in every way, that you have the talent and the potential and the power to enhance your life and the life of others. You can indeed make it happen, and don't let anybody else tell you any differently. You are a successful woman. And so I want you to hold your hand up in the air as though you're getting ready to receive something, okay? Just hold your hand out. I want you to receive this. I want you to receive that you are a powerful and a successful woman. I want you to receive that you are going to not only generate thousands of dollars in revenue, but I want you to receive that you are going to start really putting all of your talent and your potential into action. And because of that, you will see success even more in 2014. So as you hold your hand out, grab your hand, catch your success, put your hand on your heart and say, I am a successful woman. Again, I am a successful woman. Well, that's all we have for you today. Make sure you mark your calendar for November the 18th as we can continue this wonderful information about developing your business strategy and making it happen for yourself in 2014. Ladies, please go ahead and register for the holiday extravaganza. You know you want to be there. And if you're going to be in town here in Atlanta, we want to see you and connect with you. God bless and have a wonderful and abundant week. Take care, everybody.